Even though it is early, relatively early Sunday morning, I guess we're playing the same kind of music that we do all the time. So that's good. There's some things you can count on. And Lyle Fall Contra Dance tunes are one of them. And another thing you can sometimes count on is that we'll play in between maybe a swing number here or there. And the one that we'd like to play now is called Alabama Bound.
I'd like to call for a round of applause for the sound man. Who comes early and stays late and has to sit in his little booth while people stand in front of him and he has no idea what's going on stage.
We like to play Irish music too, and the next two are both Irish tunes, The Ships Are Sailing and Swallowtail Reel.
Thank you. vegetable waltz. I don't know.
Okay. Now let's finish up with a say a milk cow blues in A. Okay. This is we're going to finish up with kind of a downbeat number called Milk Cow Blues in A.
I don't know it. We have a rule in this band. At least one of us has to know the tune.
One, two, three.
Years ago when I began performing at the Florida Folk Festival, this was the Florida Folk Festival. Now it's called the Old Marble Stage. Cousin Thelma would have hooked this gentleman here on account of electric bass. God didn't invent electric bass. As a matter of fact, she would say, if God had intended people to fly, he would not have laid all those railroad tracks. Through the years, we have watched a lot of good, talented people come through here. And our next performer is one who has, following in the tradition of Will McLean, Gamble Rogers, the whole Jim Baloo. Robin Plitt is a talented singer-songwriter, but he is afraid to perform by himself. People throw things at you. So we got Dan Cantwell on the guitar and Jimmy Bainbridge on the bass, so that he'll sound like a regular performer. Would you welcome, please? Well, not yet. Not yet. In a minute. As soon as we get the sound system worked out. When I first started playing music in public, we only had one microphone. And we had to choreograph all around it. And that made for some interesting music, too. Robin, yell hi when you're ready. He's not ready yet. Might have to tell another joke or something.
Actually, the reason that I have friends and I'm performing with a group today is because I always see the Don billed as Don Grooms and Friends.
Well, and this year it's the whoever's.
It kind of looked like he was the only one in the whole festival that had any friends. I came here this morning and it was almost true.
You ready? Hey, what are we?
You're my friend.
Chop liver?
Now I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Robin Plitt and two friends.
If you want to hear the first verse of that song, you can buy my tape. Here's a song about a train, a little tiny narrow gauge railroad that ran in southeast Florida from place to started in a place called Jupiter and got all the way down to a place called Juneau and stopped at imaginary locations called Venus and Mars. The train is gone now. It was replaced by Mr. Flagler's Railroad, but it lives in stories and song. I have a modest example. Let's take a ride on the Celestial Railroad. Take the engine. Along with me on the
underneath the Florida stars. Plus Rice's El Dorado since 1889 on wood burning in the comfort tree. You can hear him play a Dixie on the whistle of his train. We go rolling down beside the sea. Come along with me on the Celestial Railroad. Jupiter and Venus and Mars. From the shores of St. Bernard, the train is moving back through.
Of my greatest hit. It's a song about a Civil War incident that happened down in Jupiter, that same area, and it's the story of three men that invaded, broke into, and captured the Jupiter Light. All of my music is kind of simple because I'm sort of a simple person, so if y'all want to sing along to the chorus, please join in. I know you can do it. I have fourth graders doing it at schools all the time. Call the schooner. Tell 'em we're sailing tonight. We're running supplies across enemy lines. We put out the Jupiter Light. We built that red lighthouse 100 feet tall to guide all the ships past the shore. But now that those Yankees are climbing the wall, we don't need that lighthouse no more. We put out the Jupiter Light. We put out the Jupiter Light. All blockade runners are sailing tonight. We put out the Jupiter Light. We went to the keepers and put out the light. Show 'em what side that you're on. Ah, but he said those Yankee boys probably were right. And he told us we'd better be gone. So we climbed that stairwell one hot August night without even firing one round. Captured the lenses and put out the light. Buried the works underground. We put out the Jupiter Light. We put out the Jupiter Light. All blockade runners are. Now, Mr. Governor, this letter in hand, signed Ivy by Lang and by Payne. We hope you approve our Confederate stand. You know that we'll do it again. So hoist up your anchors and cast off your lines and head for the ocean tonight. May all blockade runners have easier time. We put out the Jupiter. We put out the Jupiter Light. All blockade runners are sailing tonight. We put out the Jupiter Light. All
stockade runners are sailing tonight. We put out the Jupiter light. Down in the south part of the Florida, where the Florida Keys run out into the Gulf of Mexico, one of the most profitable ways to make a living was as a wrecker. A wrecker was a humanitarian person. He would go out, and if you were floundering on a reef, he would help you off of your boat and make sure that all of your possessions got kept safely, except for the fact that he kept about half of them. One of those people was a man named Hog Johnson, and here's a song about Hog, who was the master of the wrecking masters. He could ride the ragged reef like a feather on the wind. He could sail the stormy seas like the waves belong to him. With the wind out in the channel, you could hear the wreckers call. And they say that old Hog Johnson is a master of them all. And the master of the wreck will always get the biggest share. He'll always have the treasure of the prize. And the master of the wreck will always be the first one there. You could Well, Hog Johnson sailed the seas back when wooden ships were made. For a life out on the quay, he chose the wrecker's trade. And he sailed his ship so boldly that the word was passed around. And they say that old Hog Johnson is a master in this town. And the master of the wreck will always get the biggest share. He'll always have the treasure of the prize. And the master of the wreck will always be the first one there. You could see it in the wrecking master's eyes. You could see it in the wrecking master's. And the master of the wreck will always get the biggest share. He'll always have the treasure of the prize. And the master of the wreck will always be the first one there. You could see it in the wrecking master's eyes. You could see it in the wrecking master's eyes. Here's a song about this place where we are right now. You see, back in the 1840s, one of the easiest ways to get around in Florida was on steamboats. They had steamboats on all the rivers and on all the lakes all over the state. And one of those rivers was, of course, the Suwannee River. And one of the boats on that river was a finely appointed mahogany double-decker steamboat, hauling crops and cotton and lumber all the way up to White Springs, down to Cedar Key along the Suwannee. And when you weren't hauling the crops, you could take your honeymoon on a cruise up and down the river. On that boat was called the Suwannee Belle. There's a steamboat off the Suwannee, sees a big steamboat. And she hears a whistle blowing as she makes the water turn. She's the pride of this whole valley, she is long and she is lean. And she watched as this old river made the switch. Roll on, roll on, Suwannee Belle. We listen to the stories that you tell. Memories of the river you know so well. Roll on, roll on, Suwannee Belle. Well, she came in 1840 when the river was free. bringing cotton crops and lumber to the docks at sea. And a Captain Robert Ivy and a pilot and the Queen. They say the Swanee Belle's the finest boat they've ever seen. Roll on, Swanee Belle. We listen to the stories that you tell. Memories of a river you know so well. Roll on, Swanee Belle. Now the river, it runs silent. Steamboats roll along.
About those villains and culprits in Florida history, we got one for the ladies in the audience. From the rocks of dry Tortugas to the Caribbean Sea, sailors, they will tell you tales of Spanish Marie. It was way back in the 20s, back when Florida ran dry. Queen of the rum runners, she sailed the seas on high. Good Scotch whiskey from Florida sun. And the Coast Guard and the Navy, they may search for Cape Key, but never will they find her, no, not Spanish Marie. Yes, to you, Spanish Marie, Florida's rum running free. She raised up our glass while the liquor it runs free, and drink a drink.
But I think I have about enough time for one more. We've got 6 minutes. We're going to do one more song. This song tells about how I feel about growing up and living in Florida. And I hope those of you that were born here share these sentiments. And those of you that are here from someplace else can grow to love this state as much as we do. This is my Florida home. You can clap. There's
There's a place I recall from times long gone, when the hopes and the dreams run free. Just a few simple rooms of wood and stone, but it seemed just like home to me. Take me back to my Florida home, where the sun and the seasons are warm. Cool ocean breeze, the tall live oak trees. Take me back to my Florida the morning rain, the wind whistling through the trees. You may think that it's just a sad refrain, but it sounds just like home to me. Take me back to my Florida home, where the sun back to my Florida home. I may fly to the land of the midnight sun. I might sail on an endless sea. But when all of my wandering days are done, it's my Florida. Very much. It's been a pleasure, and I do have friends, Jimmy Bainbridge and Dan Cantwell.
Thank you.
Robin Plitt, his original songs about Florida. Dan Cantwell and Jimmy Bainbridge play with a group called Travis Creek. Yeah. Travis Creek, out of Cedar Key. Back at 4 o'clock. For those of you who just arrived at the old marble stage, I'm Don Grooms. I'm glad to welcome you here. It's my job this time. It reminds me of the man that fell down the elevator shaft, and this guy walked up to him and says, "What happened?" He said, "I don't know. I just got here." Last night, a man appeared on the stage at the Florida Folk Festival. He invented bluegrass music. Bill Monroe, at the age of 81, still going strong. Without Bill Monroe, there would not have been the next group. But now, funny thing happened on the way to the stage. David Reddy went to pick up Bill Monroe at his mile-long bus in his electric golf cart, got halfway to the stage, and the golf cart died. They had to push him all the way down to the stage. But he was sitting back there in the back, and people were a little afraid of him. They were Debbie from the Liofol. Got him to autograph her banjo. So nobody wanted to touch him, so my wife finally walked up to him, kissed him on the lips, and said, "Thank you for being here and inventing that music." And he said, "That's the first human contact I've had." Good night. The Big Bend Ramblers come from the Big Bend of Florida. out around Tallahassee.
Thank you very much. We're the Big Bend Ramblers, as Don said, and we're going to start this set off here with a country tune here with Cindy singing it, one called I'll Take the Blame. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's an old tune that Bill Monroe used to do with Flattin' Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, or and the Bluegrass Boys, back in the 40s. One called the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Pike County Breakdown. right. All right. It's Sunday morning, so we got an old gospel tune picked out for you. We hope you like this one here. It's called To Canaan's Land, I'm On My Way. Quick minute here and introduce the members of the band. Playing the five-string banjo over here is Mr. Nick Leslie from Tallahassee. Right next to Nick, putting down the bass and fixing to play the banjo, is a longtime member of the Big Band Ramblers, Miss Mary Cox from Tallahassee. And then who was on this microphone right here is our good buddy, Mr. Roy West, playing the rhythm guitar, singing the lead. And my name is Gordon Scott, and over here on my left is Cindy Brophy, who plays the fiddle with us. She also won the first place in the Florida State Fiddling Contest this year at the fiddle contest that was held yesterday. We're real proud of her, I'll tell you what. The last 2 years before this year, I had backed Cindy up in the fiddle contest. I played the guitar behind the fiddle and everything, and she won third place both those years, and we were pretty proud of that. I mean, that was quite an accomplishment. And then she brings her husband, Rob, with her, who's standing right back there. He played the guitar with her this year, and she won first place, so I guess I must have been holding her back all this time, you know. But one of the favorite things that we like about all this kind of music, we like the old-time music, too, and we're going to get Mary to get the banjo and Cindy to get the fiddle and do a couple of old square dance tunes like they used to do back before they had guitars and things. So I'm going to turn it over to Mary and Cindy. Thank you.
Mary, while you've got the banjo on, let's go right on into Yellow Rose. This is a nice old-time song that features Mary on the frailing-style banjo. I think Yellow Rose of Texas came from this eventually, but to start out with, it was just Yellow Rose.
Switch back around here now, get Mary back on the bass, and get Cindy to sing another. This is an old Flatten Scruggs tune that is one of our favorites. If it wasn't one of our favorites, we actually wouldn't be doing it here this morning, would we, Cindy? But we do like this one. This is one called They Tell Me Your Love Is Like a Flower.
They tell me your love's like a flower. moved here from Sumner when I was 14 to work this whole ground for bacon and beans. The landlord, he told me hard times are near. It didn't mean a thing, cause they're already here. From daylight till dark, my work's never done. The Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Well, Mama's got the fever and the baby's sick too. Papa's a pound choking up that fruit. He's just out of prison, said he ain't gwine back. Ain't a bloodhound in Georgia can follow his track. Daylight till dark, my work's never done. The Lord have mercy on the sharecropper's son. Brought him up from down south. He'll kick a jaw of tobacco right out of your mouth. Water in the well's nearly out of sight. Can't take a bath on a Saturday night. From daylight till dark, my work's never done. The Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son. Crops are all a wilting, no rain day or night. The preacher's here for dinner and we ain't got a bite. 11 in the family, 10 daughters and a son. Mama just told me there'd be another one. Daylight till dark, my work's never done. The Lord have mercy on this sharecropper's son.
Thank you, thank you. Got a little fiddle tune for you here, one that Cindy brought to us from the state of Texas called the Texas Barbecue. Thank you. country song here that Cindy has brought to us here recently. You might have heard this one on the radio sometime fairly recently. It's a real neat little song here. It has a funny little key change in it called Let's Talk About Love. Classic bluegrass instrumental for you here. This one is pretty darn rapid here. Nick, let's kick this one off about as fast as we can play it. Called Shuckin' the Corn. Thank you.
We're going to get Gordon up here now with his guitar and get one of these old Jimmy Rogers tunes lined out for you. Gordon does a great job on these old Jimmy Rogers tunes. And I'll take this chance, too, to tell you that we've got some T-shirts up here in the T-shirt tent. And it's never too early to buy for Christmas, you know. Only got a few thousand left. So make a visit up there.
Tiddy.
Call the East Texas Blues.
Well, the way I've been treated, sometimes I wish it was dead. Lord, the way I've been treated, sometimes I wish I was dead. Well, I tell you good, mama, gonna put your air brakes on. Well, some like Chicago, some like old Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, yeah, some like Chicago, some like old Memphis, Tennessee. Give me sweet White Springs, Florida, where the women make a fool out of me. I'm not saying in the blues, I'm just telling of the hard luck I've had. I'm not saying in the blues, I'm just telling of the hard luck I've had. Well, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. Woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. And when a man gets the blues, he grabs him a train and rides. I'm not singing the blues, I'm telling of the hard luck I've had. I'm not singing the blues, I'm telling of the hard luck I've had. Well, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We're the Big Band Ramblers. We appreciate y'all coming out to hear us today. Stick around, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening tonight down on the main stage. A lot of great music left here at the festival, so we're really happy to have you here. Thank you very much.
That's my kind of bluegrass. Their clothes don't match. There's you've heard some red hot bluegrass banjo, and we've heard different kinds of banjo players. Now we've got a different kind. Dale Weber traces his banjo style back before old time music came along. We don't know exactly where he got the hat.
Yeah. Let's discuss just exactly how old I am and how old the music is.
Okay. Now he did not learn this style off the radio. As a matter of fact, Dale's family were so poor they had to watch television by candlelight. Would you welcome, please, a unique banjo styling and wry sense of humor for Dale Weber?
Define unique.
I'll explain it to you. It means you can't have kids. But Dale Weber from the huge metropolis of Odessa, Florida.
Everybody knows where Odessa is. Don't you? My first problem is that I've got to follow them. Now, the thing about them is that I'm messing with the microphone. I better leave it alone, dumb. Old-time bluegrass, and I've got to follow them. Who scheduled this mess? This is Uncle Leaf. Hitch my horse up to my hack. Buckle my banjo across my back. Buckle broke and the banjo flew. Devil got the buckle and the banjo too. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a tree. Look out, sister, don't sleep too late. Keep your eye on the Golden Gate. Get out and dance by the light of the moon. See Uncle Leap come fetching a coon. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a tree. What kind of slippers do the angels wear? Slipping and a sliding on the golden stair. Golden slippers and a silver sock. Dump your nickels in the missionary box. Uncle Leaf's got the coon and gone on. Gone on, gone on. Uncle Leaf's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a tree. Was a good old soul. He washed his face in a butter bowl, bumped his head on a mantelpiece, fell right back in a bucket of grease. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a tree. Ephraim told this world goodbye, went to heaven to his home on high. Told St. Peter to make room, here comes Ephraim fetching a coon. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Uncle Leap's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a tree. Ephraim's got the coon and gone on, gone on, gone on. Ephraim's got the coon and gone on and left us looking up a tree.
Yeah, I can... He's talking about the radio. I can remember hearing Grandpa Jones do that song on the radio when I was a little bitty boy, which is a heck of a lot longer ago than I would care to talk about. And I think, the best to my memory, which is about gone, I said right then that I would kind of like to do that song someday. So here it is. There's a story about a country boy that comes to town, meets up with a city slicker. Now, the way these stories usually turn out is that the country boy outslicks the city slicker, but this one don't turn out that way. It's generally called Wagon Yard or Wagon Yard Blues, but the full title gives it all away. Because the full title is, I Wish I'd Bought a Half a Pint and Stayed in the Wagon Yard. Now, that kind of tells the whole story right there, don't it? Came to town, bring a bale of cotton. I had worked the whole year round. I put my team in the wagon yard and I bought me a bottle of gin. I went out to see the electric lights and to watch them cars come in. I met a dude out on the street, that clock was striking nine. He said, come on, old hayseed, well, take a drink, it's mine. I must have bought a dozen drinks, really hit my pocketbook hard. I wish I'd bought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. In a Hartshill church down near Possum Trot. Sisters knew about my spree, it sure would make them hot. I went on a party, I led the pace that kills. When I woke up, that gang had gone and left me all them bills. I found them over on a corner near Soul Salvation Hall. That drunken bunch was out there singing, Jesus paid it all. They put me out in a dragged box, Lord, my pillow was hard. I wish I'd bought me a half a pint and stayed in the wagon yard. I'm here to talk with sense. You want to see them electrical lights, just look right over that fence. Don't monkey with them city ducks, you'll find them slick as lard. Just get yourself a half a pint and stay in the wagon yard.
The reason I do these songs, probably the best reason, is that I like them. And it seems like other folks like them too, which surprises me. There's three ways you can deal with sweat. Now, I know it's nice and cool out there, because I was out there a while ago. You can stand up here and ignore it, let it run into your eyes and you can't see anything. Or you can very surreptitiously, and everybody pretends they don't notice. Or you can just drag out a great big rag and mop it off. Well, obviously, I ignore it. No, I don't want to do that. Hey, did I see Melanie Becker? Over there? Okay. She did Marching Through Georgia for me yesterday, so I guess I better do it for her. The songs that come out of the Civil War, unfortunately, most of them were from the North. And the best one, the best melody line, anyway, is Marching Through Georgia. And I can't do the words. I just gag on them. But I do it as an instrumental. And it makes a neat little instrumental. Marching Through Georgia. That was about 96%. That's not too bad. While I'm in the C tuning here, looking down here, a friend of mine named Bobby Hicks, the radical cracker, he's not here for various reasons, but I thought I would represent Bobby with a song that he wrote. Actually, it was a poem that he wrote a long time ago about going fishing in Florida, and some of the various native reptilian population that you're liable to run into. And it's a neat little story. And again, the title gives a bunch of it away. It's called The Alcoholic Alligator. Down on the Okeechobee about 7 years ago, doing a little speck fishing with some good old boys I know. We were drifting toward Moorhaven about as fast as a flat bottom floats when a 12-foot alligator tried to get into my boat. Now, in the very next verse, I will explain as to why we was drifting in the first place. Mercury makes a pretty good outboard. Without gas, it ain't worth a damn. I did not want to shoot him. I'm a conservation-minded man. I'd forgot to charge batteries so my trolling motor would not thin. I was fighting him off with a paddle till I dropped a paddle in. Mother said there would be days like this. Mother didn't say they'd come in big bunches, though. To anyone on the Okeechobee that day, it must have been a sight. I fed him life jacket and a CB radio trying to curb his appetite. My friends, they were no help at all. Too much beer, they could only laugh at a 12-foot alligator trying to bite my boat in half. You know, it was one of them don't just do something, sit there kind of situations. I threw a Budweiser at him and watched as he drained the can. After he'd downed 2 six-packs, I was beginning to understand. As he swam zigzag back to the shore, started rolling around in the sand, I realized I was down the Okeechobee of an alcoholic alligator on my hands. You try to make that last line fit after you've had a six-pack or two. It gets tough. I finally flagged a fisherman down who towed us to Moorhaven Lock. I relayed the story about the reptile, about how that gator got crocked. He was quick to reply with his own tale of one dark Okeechobee night. I'd caught a 20-year-old Coleman lantern that still was burning bright. He said both of us are fishermen, son is... He said both of us are liars, son is fishermen, we got the right. You sober up that gator and I'll blow out that light. I swear to you, friends and neighbors, this gator tale is true. If you're ever on the Okeechobee, same thing could happen to you. If you're... I forgot the last line. If you... I did. I'll be damned. Well, I'll just tell you about it. If you're out on the Okeechobee and your canoe he tries to crush, just give him 2 or 3 six-packs. He'll swim off a harmless lush. They say that when you get old, your memory is the first thing to go. Now, there's 3 things, though, but I can't remember what the other 2 are. This is a song I haven't done too much, but since the theme here is transportation, I do a railroad song that Charlie Poole recorded about 1926, called Bill Mason. Now, let me see if I can remember that. Engineer, being on the road all his life. I'll never forget the morning Bill married himself a wife. He hadn't been married but an hour till up come a message from Chris, ordering him to come down and bring out the night express. Sat by the window, waiting for the night express. And if she hadn't have done so, Bill would have been a widow, I guess. There was some drunken rascals had come down from the ridge, went out on the trestle and tore the rails from the bridge. Saw them working, she said, there's something wrong. In less than 15 minutes, Bill, train gonna be along. Too far to go to the telegraph, a mile it wouldn't have done. She just picked up a lantern and headed for the bridge alone. Signal and stop the night express. Come back. No, don't tell me. By Joe, Bill saw the signal and stop the night express. Well, he got the train stopped. This is plumb bad. You know, I guess I better do something I know. Like the Johnson Boys. Let me do the Johnson Boys. How are we on time? Ooh, got a lot of time. That's a funny thing about time. Get up here and 6 songs will get you 10 minutes. It takes 6 or 7 songs to do the first 10 minutes, and then about 2 more songs will do the other 20. It's really weird. Johnson boys are raised in the ashes, didn't know how to court the maids. Shovel their feet and hide their faces, sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Johnson boys eat peas with honey, they've been doing it all their lives. Makes the peas taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on the knife. But it keeps them on the knife. But it keeps them on the knife. Johnson boys, they went hunting, took two dogs and went astray. Tore their clothes and scratched their faces, didn't get home till the break of day. Didn't get home till the break of day. Didn't get home till the break of day. Johnson boys went to the city, riding in their Chevrolet. They came home hungry and walking, didn't have money for to pay their way. Didn't have money for to pay their way. Didn't have money for to pay their way. Johnson boys will never get married, they'll stay single all their lives. They're too scared to pop the question, ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Ain't no woman gonna be their wife. Ain't no woman gonna be their wife. I was right, it does work better when I know the song. I'm going to try that more often. And are there any history teachers here? Who knows what happened on February 12th, 1898? Clue. She knows, at Havana. Let me point out Hiram and Carol Hancock right over there. Those are the best fans I have ever seen. Get on the stage, look around. Where's Carol and Hiram? Oh, there they are. We can go on now. They love folk music and old time and bluegrass, and they are always at everything. And we've taken to acknowledging them. You don't even have to check whether they're there or not. They're there. But anyway, what happened was the battleship Maine blew up in Havana Harbor. Now, there was a nasty rumor that a fire in a coal bunker on the other side of a bulkhead from a magazine might have had something to do with it, but if the politicians and the news people decide that they want a war, they're going to have a war. And what the excuse is doesn't matter. So this battleship blowing up was a real good excuse. So this song was written about the Spanish-American War, which happened in Cuba. Figured that out. And this song is about my kind of war hero. This is called Battleship of Maine. Whoa! I put the capo in the wrong place. Time out. Think, dummy. I'm glad I noticed that, because I would have played the opener. And I couldn't have sang any of it. McKinley called for volunteers, then I got my gun. First Spaniard I saw coming, I dropped my gun and run. It was all about that battleship of Maine, at war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I want to honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Blood, it was running. I was a-running, too. Giving my feet good exercise, had nothing else to do. It was all about that battleship of Maine. Why are you running? Are you afraid to die? Well, the reason why I'm running is because I cannot fly. It was all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I want to honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine. The peas, they were greasy, the meat, it was fat. The boys were fighting the Spaniards while I was fighting that. It was all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the poor farmers wear? Old brogans cost a dollar a pair. It was all about that battleship of Maine. What kind of shoes do the rough riders wear? Buttons on the side that cost 5 1/2 a pair. It was all about that battleship of Maine. At war with that great nation, Spain. When I get back to Spain, I want to honor my name. It was all about that battleship of Maine.
We got about 5 minutes. Yeah.
I need to do, or I would like to do, I've been accused of not doing fiddle tunes. So I do a fiddle tune just to get rid of that thing. This is called Julianne Johnson. Banjos exist in various states of untune. If you ever run across a banjo player that tells you his banjo is in tune, you might want to watch him. He's liable to fib about other things, too. That Julianne Johnson. That's better. How are we doing out? Okay. Yes, sir. You got that in a song somewhere, don't you, Don? Where you hold up a finger? It means one more song. Yeah, there's kind of a code there that. Well. This is a story about an old boy that was just trying to, old boy that got in a whole bunch of trouble is what this is, called Didn't He Ramble. Whoops. I don't know what he said, but it was probably highly relevant. My mother raised three grown sons, Buster, Bill, and me. Buster was the black sheep of our little family. My mother tried to break him of his rough and rowdy ways. Finally had to get the judge, give him 90 days, and then he rambled all around, in and out of the town. Well, didn't he ramble till them butchers cut him down. Showed him a trick that he had never seen. He lost his rolling jewelry, he'd like to lost his life. He lost the car that carried him there, and somebody stole his wife. And then he rambled all around, in and out of the town. Well, didn't he ramble till them butchers cut him down. Appetite was stout. When he refused to pay the bill, the landlord kicked him out. He kicked him in. I don't believe this. Now, this is a song I should not be forgetting. Here. Maybe it was being up till 4 o'clock the last two mornings. He rambled in a swell hotel. His appetite was stout. When he refused to pay the bill, the landlord kicked him out. He reached a brick to smack him with, and when he went to stop, the landlord kicked him over a fence right in a barrel of slop. And then he rambled all around, in and out of the town. Well, didn't he ramble till them butchers cut him down. Thank you. You have been a most gracious and tolerant audience.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Daniel Weber from Odessa, the Fraylin Banjo. In case you folks want to take some of this music home with you, there's a booth right behind here, the Friends of Florida Folk. They've got tapes and books and stuff from a lot of people, and one guy even had T-shirts. So, you know, you can get an evening with some of these people cheap. We are going to take a half-hour break now for lunch, go down and eat some collard greens and Hoppin' John and that sort of thing, back at 12:30 with Charlie Jerusik, then Joe Mark and Michelle Moncrief from St. Augustine, and then the dynamic, charismatic Sand Mountain Wildcats. So wander around, have fun. Don't spend all your money yet till you get up to the tape booth, because I've got a couple of